Yesterday, we were considering Matthew's account in chapter 2 of the Magi's visit to Jerusalem. We're not sure exactly where the Magi were from. Persia would be a good guess. We're not sure exactly how they knew of the significance of the star. A star would have been a prodigious sign, but how could they associate that sign with the King of the Jews? A star is what we call natural revelation, the revelation or the general revelation of nature. But it would have taken special revelation, the written revelation of Scripture, to connect the meaning of the star with the history and the prophecies of the Jews. It could be likely that the Magi had access to some portion of Daniel's prophecy. Daniel, more than any other Old Testament writer, predicted the time of Messiah's appearing. And Daniel and these Magi were members of the same guild. And if indeed the Magi were Persians, they were from the same place. So it's quite likely that with a fragment of Daniel's prophecy and with the prodigy of the star appearing in the sky, something they'd never seen before, they thought, this is it. They connected the two, and they took off. They would have been very naive about the history of Herod. Herod killed his own sons because he feared that they would succeed him on the throne before his death. Herod would stop at nothing to preserve his own power. And so for the Magi to actively announce that they were looking for the one who was born King of the Jews was a very dangerous thing to do. I'm Ronnie Stevens. This is Rampart. We hope you'll visit us at rampartpublications.com.